What about the cemetery, in Guangzhou Street Cemetery? Oh. Was it like a playground?
Not really.
Oh, it was me.
That reminds me, because when we were in 59, when I moved there at 15, I was studying for exams and things. Our wall at the bottom of number 59 was low enough for just to hop over, and I'd be leaning against some poor gravestone and studying, you know. So it was lovely. It was peaceful. There weren't so many people. I mean, when we moved to Cambridge, the population was 52,000.
Wow,
So it was very
like
few
people.
Very few people around. And people didn't, you know, I think there'd a lot of other open spaces then. We've lost a lot of the open spaces. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't used as it is now, which of course is a wonderful haven for wildlife and walking. It's really quite a nice spot.
We used to go in there, a big gang of us, and play a game called, we call it the monument game. So we lived at 59 at that point. So at the bottom of my garden, there was the wall, the cemetery wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone would be chosen to sit on the wall, almost like a game of hide and seek. So they had to just hide right. And five or six of us would spread out into the cemetery, and we'd have to start at this particular gravestone. It was a big, tall one. We had to get to the path unseen, which was just before where the person was sitting. And this was at night. And so he'd have a little torch. He'd have a little torch. And we would spend hours just laying there, creeping a few more feet to get to the path. And when you got to the path, you'd achieve the goal. Yeah? Mm. And we used to spend hours doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, we loved it, absolutely loved it. Yeah.
And with the chapel that in the middle of
no, the time, no, that had long gone. Even from my first early memories of the cemetery, that had long gone. Yeah, it had, yeah.